And the Ducks will fall short by a 7-4 final as the horn sounds to end the game. And Anaheim, 3 goals short tonight.
Yeah, it was one that you just wanted to keep it going, right? The Ducks just were really piling in those goals there, and it just turns out too good to be true.
Yeah, the effort's there. There's no question about that. There's some talent there, but going to have to find ways to win hockey games from here on out.
That's 7th goal scored by the Columbus Blue Jackets in this hockey game. An empty net goal scored by Boone Jenner and assisted by Damon Severson. And, it's just a tough one.
Yeah, it is. Just ask you one more question, Emerson, and then we'll let you ride on over to the desk in position for post-game show with our Alexis Downey. And then, of course, we'll get ready for the next hockey game we mentioned just a short time ago at L.A. Saturday, home against Nashville. So just pick out one thing that you feel like you saw this Anaheim team do better than they have this season that can improve things overall for the team. Is there such a thing in a game like this?
Oh, 100%. You put up enough goals in this game to win a hockey game, right? Four goals is enough to win yourself a hockey game, but you look over at the 7 now. Granted, one was an empty net goal, so maybe call it 6 there. And look, that's 6 goals, right, where you just got to find a way to cut that one in half. You can cut that number of 6 goals against down to 3 goals against. You come out with the 2 points here, but doesn't necessarily work out that way.
No, it doesn't. Well, we'll have lots to talk about with Alexis, and we had some good times tonight. It was pretty entertaining here come that second period, but the Columbus Blue Jackets win the hockey game by a 7-4 count. Want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast up here in our section. Emerson going to join Alexis down the road here in the press box for more post-game show. Something to tune in on your way home. And again, we'll be on the air Saturday night from L.A. and then back home against Nashville. Hope to see you out here at Honda Center for the Sunday Affair. And one more thing before we go to break. Text 714-940-2950 and express your opinion on the game with Emerson and Alexis. And that's coming up after this timeout, live from Honda Center on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthews scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Attention all Anaheim Ducks fans, are you ready to join the coolest club in town? The Wild Wingers Kids Club is here and you don't want to miss out. For just $35, your child can become a proud member of the Wild Wingers Kids Club. With their membership, they'll receive invites to our parties and our 30th anniversary kit that includes discounts, a tin lunchbox, a trendy reversible beanie, a collectible Wild Wing trading card, and a silicone poppet toy. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/Kids Club or visit our booth at any Ducks home game to become an official member.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on Duck Stream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you to talk about this Anaheim Ducks loss at Honda Center tonight to the Columbus Blue Jackets. The final 7-4, the Ducks 31 shots on goal, Columbus 27. 11 goals in this building tonight, Emerson. This was really a game that had a lot to it.
Yeah, you don't mind seeing 11 goals in a game as a hockey fan. You love seeing a lot of goals scored, but of course you want to see that many goals scored with the Ducks win.
Absolutely. That's what it comes down to. You know, the Ducks just falling short tonight at Honda Center, and we have all the highlights for you, so we're going to get into those right now, starting in that first period. Columbus really ruling that first period. It was Zach Werenski who had the first goal of the game, 3 minutes and 32 seconds into the first frame.
Here is Daniel Tarasov watching his team go into the Anaheim zone. Gaudreau, a shot! They score! A puck wound up on the stick of the Columbus player off to the left of John Gibson, who lost his face protector as well. And the defenseman Werenski will get the goal. It's a 1-0 Columbus lead at the 3:32 mark of this opening frame.
Now Columbus kept it going as Johnny Gaudreau would have the next goal, just deking past John Gibson in the net, extending Columbus's lead 2-0.
Gave it up. Anaheim back the other way as Columbus makes a change on the far side near that jacket bench. Uh-oh, here's a two-on-one break developing. Gaudreau with Jenner moving in. A shot, they score! A nice deke by Johnny Gaudreau. And he had his teammate on the other side, Jenner. So it was, who's going to get the puck and shoot it? Gibson made the move, and the Jackets score the goal to give them the lead.
Well, Emerson, I mean, Gaudreau had quite a start to this game. He had the shot that Werenski eventually got the goal on that first goal, but then came back, had the next one. He was on fire in that first period.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Both of those guys right there, Johnny Hockey, just phenomenal hands in tight, great patience on his tally. And Zach Werenski, I mean, just one of the MVPs for Columbus Blue Jackets there for sure in that first period, because he was on it, he was engaged, look, he's a guy that is an elite level defenseman in the National Hockey League.
Two goals from him in that first period, so it was 3-0 after 20 minutes of play. Moving into that second period, Columbus did extend their lead 4-0, but then the Anaheim Ducks turned it on. Four goals after that, the first one from Troy Terry.
Anaheim back after it, trying to get something going offensively here. Vaakanainen for Terry, who hustled back. Now moves away from the oncoming Justin Danforth. Ducks sprint in, Terry shoots, scores! Troy Terry said, you know what, I'm just going to put this puck on goal, see what happens. And he snaps it by the goaltender, Tarasov, and it's a 4-1 lead now for Columbus.
Troy Terry, I think, had that puck. He took it, as Steve said, and just wanted to do it all there, just taking it right to the net. The very deceptive shot, as you said, Emerson.
Yeah, and it was a play in which it's like Troy Terry's playing shinny hockey out there. Like when he can take over and so effortlessly, those long, powerful strides, and for a maybe not the biggest player in the NHL, of course. I mean, he can generate some serious power in those strides with his frame. So for him to skate like he did, like you just mentioned as well, that deception there, going one way, putting that puck the other, it certainly caught the goaltender by surprise, and what a goal.
And it really sparked a lot for this Anaheim Ducks team in that second period, as then the next two goals, both of them Mason McTavish. McTavish, the next one, just cutting the lead in half.
Here's a call. Fires in front of the net. A shot. They score! Well, there's goal number two. Mason McTavish gets this one, and all of a sudden, Ducks get back in the game. They've scored the last two in the period and trail 4-2.
So at that point, McTavish puts it in the back of the net. Also, as a part of that play, Tarasov goes down, leaves the game. Elvis Merzlikins comes into the game for relief, plays the rest of that period. Mason McTavish gets another one, this time going five-hole.
Troy Terry zips to center, joined by McTavish. Moving in a feed, McTavish scores! Mason McTavish! And the Ducks are within one goal. It's 4-3 Columbus.
That's Mac T, baby. What a pass. What a finish.
Emerson, you can just hear how loud it was in the building at that point, especially after that goal. Beautiful pass from Troy Terry, just finding Mason McTavish in the right place, right time.
To your point, I was screaming that one. That was I was screaming at the top of my lungs, and I mean, what a play. That was just a big-time moment, and like you mentioned, this Honda Center crowd, you know, arising to their feet, and it was just an energetic atmosphere through and through.
So the next goal then that would tie it up at four was from Alex Killorn. It started from a great play from Pavel Mintikov, just being patient, spinning around, finding Leo Carlson, who then finds Alex Killorn wide open. 19:36 into that second period, almost the end of it.
Time winding down in the period, and the Ducks get the puck. Here they come. Chance for Anaheim. Mintikov trying to make a play, does, in front, a shot, score! The Ducks have tied up the hockey game after being behind 4-0. It's 4-4 on a goal by Alex Killorn.
What a play!
The Ducks had four goals on seven shots in that period, Emerson. And, I mean, everything seemed to be working with a lot of the lines there.
Yeah, we discussed it in that pregame show, just the line changes, the matchups, of course. And it showed here tonight that Troy Terry, Mason McTavish in Vetrano line just – doing it again. Mm-hmm. What a performance. And then, as we just mentioned on that call there, just Alex Killorn and to have Leo Carlson, you know, not just rip that puck, just know that Killer was going to be there on the back doorstep there. And just, it was a spectacular play. Pavel Mintikov showing that same level of patience. I was shocked that he pulled up there at that point, but it just shows the confidence early on and a lot of what that play, just who was a part of that play. I mean, Leo Carlson to veteran Alex Killorn, but, I mean, to have two studs in Mintikov and Carlson be a key part of that play there, it shows how bright the future here is Anaheim is.
Absolutely. Well, it was tied going into that final period, but then Columbus just was able to pull ahead. Igor Chinnikov was able to get the next goal, 6:50 into the third period, giving Columbus their lead once again.
Gets it ahead to Killorn, who's knocked down with a high stick. Stick-to-stick contact there, looked like. Here comes Columbus back. Jenner in front of the net. A shot, and they score! A great pass in front of the net. And Chinnikov puts it up high over John Gibson at the 6:50 mark of the third. Columbus goes back on top by a 5-4 count.
And then there would be just a few more in this period, two more in particular. The final score, 7-4 in favor of the Blue Jackets, getting a win on the second half of their back-to-back. Emerson, just obviously a disappointing third period for the Ducks, but Columbus finding ways, just coming in hot, running up and down the ice, using their speed, and I think that was part of the difference there.
And if you look at a guy like Chinnikov, he went into the board so hard, limps off the ice, comes back, and scores a big-time goal there, and that's just what it takes to win at the game's highest level. Coming back after going in there so hard, and then collecting a goal, driving the net in a spirited fashion, it really personifies, you know, what it takes to be a player here at the game's highest level.
Well said. Well, we have a lot more for you on this post-game show, talking through everything that happened. Also, your thoughts. So if you want to send us a text about this game that, as we said, a lot of goals a part of it, a lot of action a part of it as well, you can send us a text at 714-940-2950. We'll be back.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort, with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM 43390.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
We'll be right back.
We're back with the postgame show on Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you. And now we're going to get to some of your thoughts about this game. As always, thank you for texting us and sharing your thoughts about this one, because I think there are quite a few things that you can think after watching this game tonight by the Anaheim Ducks. The first text that we received: what a disappointing game, especially after that spectacular second period. Saw this one in person, but it's not the same not listening to you guys on the stream. We'll be back on Sunday for hopefully a win. Go Ducks. What a compliment.
Oh, we have some we have some very sweet messages come in. Yeah. We really do.
That was very nice. Well, hopefully when you come back on Sunday, the Ducks will get a win, taking on the Nashville Predators on Sunday, back-to-back this weekend. They're playing in L.A. on Saturday night, come back to Honda Center on Sunday. A lot of home games coming up, especially in the month of March.
It's nice. After some road trips, it's nice to be back home for large stretches. So it's always nice. Short and T-shirt weather.
Yeah, I'm sure you're appreciating.
Well, maybe not recently, but, you know, to come. We all know that.
Yeah. Red from Buena Park said the Ducks played a good second half tonight, but their lack of intensity in the first period and poor power play really made for a disappointing end. It's really unfortunate. It took a fight and being down four to see the Ducks start playing with a greater sense of urgency. Yes, that's something that I actually didn't mention in the first segment there. But of course, the Ross Johnston fight as a part of the second period after the Ducks were down four goals. That was right before Troy Terry was the first one to kind of get things going. Again, perfect placement in this case of a fight, because I know, again, we talk about that a lot this season, Emerson, but just where the fights are in a game. This time it really seemed to work for the Ducks tonight.
Yeah, and I think early on when the Ducks lost that lead, or they weren't playing very well at all out of the gates there in that first period, that slow start, I'd have to take a look back and see how much ice time Ross Johnston was getting, especially, just trying to maybe that double shifting mentality, trying to get your skill guys out more when you when you built yourself that hole. And Ross Johnston, I think taking the opportunity that came about when it did. I didn't necessarily see him searching for a fight early on there, but I think probably a combination of ice time there early on and just him finally, even though I think they were down four, right? When the mitts dropped there, hey, 4-0. That was that opening, and maybe it came a little bit later, but hey, you can also say this game kind of got out of hand early on by the Ducks going down by so many goals up until that point.
Yeah, Johnston dropping the mitts with Olivier on the other side for Columbus in this one. And, when you look at the score, obviously, you see the amount of goals also. I want to talk about goaltending in this game, too, because we saw a bit of that. And I think back to the first period, there was that play from John Gibson where, he went behind the net to try to corral the puck, gave it up. It ended up resulting in a goal. I'm sure that was one that was frustrating for him. He wanted to get back, and I felt like, his second period, obviously very strong from him, but there were some in the first period. It almost wasn't the John Gibson we're kind of used to seeing.
Yeah, and I think it's been tough, especially for our goalies, that, you don't know the team in front of you. What, are they going to follow up that same effort there as they did in Buffalo, or are they going to get the Montreal Anaheim Ducks and the Anaheim Ducks that we saw on display in that game? And I have to mention some of the scores here, the goals against in some of these past games. The latest or the last one to really get away from them, this Ducks team, at Toronto, where Toronto 9 goals, 9-2. You have Montreal, and these are all coming in the month of February. Of Montreal giving up 5 in that one, 5-0 loss there for the Anaheim Ducks. And then you got of course Edmonton, who is a great team, and I think for where this Ducks team is, to lose 5-3 to Edmonton, that one's a the Ducks made a strong case there of look, this was just a roster to roster a team that was seemingly outmatched, but they still only losing by 2. I mean, that That's saying something against a really good Edmonton Oilers team. So, look, we got to question or find a solution to some of these big goal against games here. As I just mentioned, a couple. You know, how do you cut at one point, as I mentioned at the end of the hockey game there, from, you know, discounting that empty net goal scored mm-hmm. by Columbus? How do you cut that six goals against to three, and mm-hmm. you come out with the 4-3 win?
Yeah, you know, yeah, very good point there, Emerson. And I feel like it's just a maturity thing. These guys, I mean, there's a lot of young players on this team. And one thing, too, on the end of, we're getting a lot of them back. It's been great to see, you know, Brock McGinn and Trevor Zegras, the two that are still on IR. But I mean, it's great to see that some of these guys are back in the lineup, and, you know, they're able to get more consistent minutes and just be back with the team. But I think that you make some points on the end of looking at some of these recent games and just trying to find the consistency in some of the games. But one thing on that end, though, the Ducks put up 31 shots on net tonight, something that, you know, it hasn't been that high, the number, as of late, especially on the road trip. There were some games that were really low shots on net. It's like the Ducks were only looking for grade A chances, maybe not necessarily throwing pucks on net when they could have been. So I thought that was an improvement in tonight's game.
Yeah, and it's just, you got to look at what you did well in this game, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't come out the win. It was unfortunate in a sense that you clawed back there, but I think there was a lot of good things, especially early on. Like I mentioned, they were down 4-0. Maybe it was 3-0 when I mentioned this comment. There were some bright spots. I thought Isaac Lindstrom was skating really well. Jackson Lacombe was looking mm-hmm. really good early on. I don't think enough of those skaters early on for the Ducks. You don't follow it up strong, and mm-hmm. it just wasn't enough here tonight.
You know, Sam Carrick was someone that I was watching throughout this game. You know, he made a really great play to keep the puck in the zone at one point, just kind of leading to some chances for the Ducks. And he ended up going in this game. I just saw that he also was 86% in the faceoff circle tonight, so good on him. But just someone that, ironically, we had on the pregame show, and I thought he kind of stood out at some times in this game tonight as well.
Yeah, and look, there was, once again, guys that, I mean, look at just Mason McTavish, Troy Terry. I mean, there
seven
was
shots
just,
on net tonight
yeah,
for him.
And,
yep.
You know, there was a lot of good things. It just wasn't the Ducks' night.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will probably get to hear from the locker room, see what some of the thoughts are from the team tonight on this game against Columbus. So don't go anywhere and join us when we come back.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
February is the shortest month of the year, but don't let that stop you from discovering new stations, podcasts, or audiobooks from curated music stations like Today's Hits.
Hey guys, it's Tamar Gray here.
Bess and Boone.
Hey, I'm Lil Nas X.
Why is it over?
To reliable news stations like MSNBC.
The Ukrainian side is having challenges with ammunition and resupply and logistics. The Russian side is having...
Find something that excites you. We've got it all right here on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits
lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
He fires a three. Yanks it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
We're back here on the postgame show, and now we get the chance to hear from Troy Terry, who had a big game tonight. 3 points, a goal, and two assists, seven shots on net. Let's head down to the locker room to hear what he had to say about this game.
Troy, how do you sort of handle the swing of emotions throughout the game, down four, tying the game, and then ultimately game ending the way it does?
Yeah, I mean, I think the game in general is a game of momentum shifts, maybe not that extreme. I thought as a team we had good legs. I thought we skated. Just little mental mistakes got us down 4-0. I was proud of how we battled, come back. And then, it's hard because I feel like we did a lot of good things, but just, you know, myself included, just managing pucks and not giving them one-man rushes when, you know, it feels like, you know, we're playing good hockey for sustained periods of time and then just mental mistakes here and there cost us. So, hung the goalies out to dry. Just proud of how we battled, but just got to try and, you know, be a little more even keel.
Back-to-back three-point games as well. First time for you since March 2019. How does it feel for you to just be contributing the way you do and see that success every night now?
Yeah, I think it was a tough, you know, start to the year for me. I think, you know, less about the points, just kind of how I'm playing and how I'm creating, and is kind of what I just try and focus on. And, still trying to, you know, dial in some of the stuff, you know, just making the right decisions at certain times. But I feel like I'm back to, you know, making plays consistently and, I was playing with Mac and Frank. They're going to score a lot of the opportunities if they get them. So that helps to, you know, just kind of see, you know, kind of the production side.
Especially on your first goal too, that stood out quite a bit.
Yeah, I think. I think if I'm playing the way I want to be, it's I want the puck and I'm trying to, you know, generate speed and attack the other team. So. That's kind of what I was trying to do, and kind of ran out of space, actually, so just tried to fling one on net, and, it was felt good.
You've been playing with Mac for a little bit now, and it feels like you guys are kind of getting a lot of chemistry together, so what's it been like playing with him over the last couple of games?
Yeah, he's such a, I was playing with Leo for a long time, and, they're both so dynamic in different ways. Mac is so cerebral. He makes unbelievable little passes. Like the one in the first period I didn't score on, the puck came through like three people's feet and landed on my tape. So, just his ability to, you know, how strong he is, he holds on to pucks. He sustains those over time with how big and strong he is. And, his ability to score is as good as anyone I've seen, honestly.
Troy Terry there talking about his play in this game against the Columbus Blue Jackets here at Honda Center tonight. Just talking about the chemistry that he's been building with Mason McTavish as well. What a big, strong player he is, even saying about Mason there. But you could feel his sense of disappointment, obviously, from this game, but also just accountability, too, I feel like, from him.
Yeah, and, you know, for Troy, he's a guy that is honest, and mm-hmm. when he wasn't maybe playing up to par early on, or at least to his standards early on in the season, he was very vocal, but in a sense, he had a purpose with what he was saying, and very intuitive with what he was saying, because after he called himself out in a way, he followed up with some great performances. Mm-hmm. And really, since I remember that game, it was that Vancouver game where he just felt he was fighting it a little bit. Ever since that game, he has really played consistent hockey game in and game out. And he had yet another really good performance here tonight.
Well, let's hear from head coach Greg Cronin on his thoughts about this game and head back down to the locker room to see what he had to say.
I mean, the first period had a weird feeling to it. I thought that we controlled the puck most of it, and then we'd turn it over and give them an odd man rush, and they took advantage of their chances and scored three goals. I think the mood in the bench, you know, was still pretty positive. Like, any I don't care who you are, what team you are, when you give up, you know, three goals on five or six chances in a period, it kind of stuns you a bit. And then to start the second period with the turnover behind the net makes it four. But I think everybody kind of stayed calm. And then obviously in the second period, we started to get some momentum. Still kind of, I thought we were a little bit in kind of shock mode for the first 10 minutes. Then we came on. So, you know, we just gave pucks away again in the third period. It cost us the game.
Did you feel like the scoreline at the end of the first kind of reflected the effort from your team?
No, I didn't. I mean, I think, you know, we gave them odd man rushes, right? And that's something that we value as a group, that we don't want to give teams odd man rushes. I bet you we gave them 8 odd man rushes. First period, I think, probably had at least 3, and 2 of them went in. You know, it was an awkward goal. The third one was a weird goal, but it was an odd man rush. The guy that shot the puck over the net was, our back checker was late. That shouldn't have been a shot. And we just, you know, we shouldn't be playing that style of hockey, and we did.
Is that just puck management or game management, or that just needs to improve? Or?
It's puck management, yeah. I mean, the first goal they had, we had the puck right in front of their net. I mean, we had it right in front of the net, and we tried to pass it off to the side, and then it got banged around, and we got caught behind the goal line. They come down a 3-on-2 score. The other one, I mean, Troy knows that he's got the puck at the blue line. The blue line's stacked. Just chip it in. We turn it over, and then we get a D caught up ice, and it's, you know, it's a 2-on-1, and Gaudreau tucks it in. And then the last two goals, again, turnovers. Both of them. So, man, I can't do it off the top of my head, but I know at least 4 of their goals came directly off of our sticks.
Terry and McTavish really drove the offense tonight. Did you feel like it was a game where you guys were kind of reliant on just one line, or maybe a couple more guys chipped in?
I don't know, Derek. I don't know. I mean, they were a really good line in Buffalo, and, you know, I thought Leo's line was pretty good, you know. Those two lines I thought were generating some offense. It's kind of a strange game with the penalties, a lot of 4-on-4s, and just the nature of the game going back and forth, so I really don't have an answer for you.
Why do you think Troy and Mason are working so well together right now as a pair?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, I think Mason respects the fact that Troy's really good with the puck, so he moves it quick, and then he moves off the puck. You know, he's got to drive the net. Mason does, and he's got to be one of those guys like Boone Jenner for them that stops in front and stays there. I think when you have a guy like with Troy that can navigate his way through the ice and he can find shooting lanes, you know, that's a good spot to be in. And then Frankie can shoot it if the lanes, you know, close for Troy.
Thanks for the time. 3-point night for Pavel Minchikov, the first of his career. What have you thought of his performance since coming back from injury?
He was a little bit slow early, but he came on tonight. I thought he was good. He was up in the play. I think his three assists reflect that.
Other questions? Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
That was head coach Greg Cronin speaking about this game tonight. Pavel Minchikov, his first three-point night of his young career, someone that we have gotten to see more lately, obviously, because he was out with that injury, but also head coach Greg Cronin just talking about, you know, puck management in this game and how he thought that the team played a better first period than what the score reflected. And four goals coming off Anaheim Ducks players' sticks, you know, just pointing out some things in this game that, you know, maybe we haven't quite pointed out yet.
Yeah, and he added to a couple of points you just mentioned there, the turnovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And turnovers that were just unfortunate, can't happen if you want to come out with the win. Pavel Minchikov, as you just mentioned, he's been playing some really solid hockey since coming back. He was out for quite some time. Maybe it took him the first game to get going, but after that, he has been so stellar and really just a driving force on that back end, really starting a lot of plays off, skating well, getting up in the rush, joining that odd man rush, starting off that tic-tac-toe Minchikov to Carlson, Killorn finish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was so pretty, and it doesn't happen without that confidence showed by Minchikov. So a lot of, once again, honest points. Head coach Greg Cronin doing a great job of just remaining calm and just really vocalizing the unfortunate events that transpired. It's a game full of highs and lows for the Ducks. It was back and forth till the very end, but Crow really, you know, vocalizing his the unfortunate sequence that happened here tonight.
Hopefully the Ducks can bounce back on Saturday in their next game against the LA Kings. I mean, it's hard to say bounce back against the Kings because we know going into this one on Saturday, it's going to be high tempo, high temps, you know, between the players. Just it's a lot that goes into the rivalry, of course. So I imagine that is going to be a test for the Ducks on Saturday, but a good test to see how they respond.
Yeah, and look, the Kings are playing well. They they really are. I mean, since McClellan and what transpired from a coaching change there, they have been playing really good hockey. It seems as if Pierre-Luc Dubois is, you know, maybe gaining a step here recently. Byfield continues to play really good. There's a lot of key pieces that have got them back to winning hockey games. So it's definitely a tough test.
Especially because it'll be the start also of a back-to-back for the Anaheim Ducks, looking to see how they're able to do this weekend at Honda Center and also at Crypto.com Arena up in L.A. So, Emerson, your final quack, your final thought from this evening.
It's you got to turn the page, right, AD? Mm-hmm. It's the freeway face-off. I can't wait. And I'm already turning my attention to that.
All right. I like it. I like it. You know, tonight we celebrated Lunar New Year. I wore red because I was told it was going to be good luck. Hopefully that good luck just transfer it to Saturday.
I feel it. I feel it.
That's what I'm going with. So if you want to hear the replay from this game tonight, Ducks and Blue Jackets, you can stick around after the break. Otherwise, you can hear us on Saturday. It's a 7:30 start in LA. So we will have a 7 o'clock pregame show for you Saturday night. Looking forward to that game. As always, it's really fun when the Kings and Ducks get to go head to head. So stick around for that on Saturday. Otherwise, for Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us for the post-game show right here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn. For a little Southern hospitality now.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Reaching over the railing, he caught it.
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on
the... Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. Hey,
you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
You'll never know the feeling until you experience it here yourself at Disneyland Resort. Because here, every and is beyond anything you've ever felt before. It's where becomes on Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. It's every amazing feeling ever, all at once. It's that feeling when you're at Disneyland Resort, and there's no better time than now.
Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Park admission and reservation required for park entry.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are teaming up with the Disneyland Resort for Ducks Days at Disney on February 22nd and 23rd. Make sure to wear your favorite Ducks gear. Hustle over to Hollywoodland at Disney California Adventure Park and come celebrate our 30th anniversary season. See your favorite Ducks players and alumni in special events like the Cavalcade, meet and greet, or stop by the Fan Zone and hang out with myself, DJ JoJo, DJ Schmitty, Allie Kay, Alexis Downey, Emerson Edom, and more. Visit Disneyland.com/Anaheim Ducks Days and make your reservations today.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.